We're doing the Shota Ramban, and we're holding the bottom of page Kuf Nun. The Ramban had just told us about how the Nisim, the miracles, allude to certain principles of faith. Allude to, remember, they don't prove it, but they allude to the fact that God created the world, God watches over the world, God knows what goes on in the world. And that's why we have so many mitzvot that revolve around commemorating the Nisim, because the Nisim do allude to basic points in our faith. The Yadua, says the Ramban, we're at the bottom of page Kuf Nun in the Mosander of Kuk edition. The Yadua, and it's known, Ki Ose Mitzvah Belo Chavana, that one who performs a mitzvah without intent, O Mi Shelo Yitbonen Ba, or one who doesn't take note of the mitzvah he is performing, Lo Asa B'Shlemut, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah the way he should. Avala Mitbonen Ba, but one who does take note of what he's doing with the mitzvah, Kigon Kanam Mezuzah B'Dinah, a person spent a sum of money purchasing a mezuzah. Kava b'fitcho, and he sets the mezuzah an entrance to his house. V'nitkaven yitbonen bo v'inyana, and he takes time to note, what am I doing here? I'm performing a biblical mitzvah, putting a mezuzah at the entrance to my house, and the mezuzah, I declare that God is one, and that God tells us to perform mitzvahs, and God will do good for us if we do perform mitzvahs, and otherwise if not. Hine, so then in performance of this simple mitzvah of putting a mezuzah in his doorpost, hoda biyichudu v'chidush olam uvashgacha, in that act of installing a mezuzah, and what's he proclaiming with the mezuzah? He's proclaiming, what does it say in the mezuzah? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So he's proclaiming God is singular, and God created the world. What do we say? V'ayayim shamoat tishmu, if you listen to the mitzvahs, God will repay you. That's what we say. That's what it says in the mezuzah. So he's also acknowledging the fact that God watches over the world and payback in this world. The Ramban does not list the payback. The Ramban lists the hashgacha. Ki yitziyat Mitzrayim, the mere fact that we left Egypt, moral kolele, that points to all of these. And we pointed out that this needs explanation. The Ramban previously also discussed that mezuzah seems to allude to yitziyat Mitzrayim, and we questioned what the Ramban means by that. Because in the mezuzah, we don't have any Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? The parasha of Vayomer is not written in the mezuzah. Right?
Yes.
Ki Mitzrayim moral kolele hora shlema. For the exit from Egypt alludes to all these, a complete allusion. Now let's just look at the Torah. I think I realize what the Ramban means. Let's look just a second. Milvad, says the Ramban, sheyeda ki chesed Elokim rav meod al osei retzono. Aside from this, the Ramban says, when you're installing the mezuzah, so one of the things you're recognizing, the parsha v'hoyim shemoa, that God does great kindness for those who do His will. Shotzianu mota avdut likavod gadol b'zchut avotenu akadmonim achafetzim liraoto. That God took us out of that forced labor to possession of great honor in the merits of our forefathers, who wished to be in awe of him. He nev mitzvah kala, behold, in this simple light mitzvah, hora bechol shorshei emunah v'ashlemut, he has basically shown all of the roots of our faith and completeness. Lefichach amar, therefore, our sages taught us, heve zehil mitzvah kala kevachamura, be careful with a light mitzvah as you are with a heavy mitzvah. Be careful with a light one as you are with a stringent one. For you do not know what the wages of the mitzvahs are. The Ramban explains, for all the mitzvahs are in commemoration of a miracle or the kindness that God did to our forefathers and us. So I think maybe the Ramban is learning, and I have to look and see if he says it explicitly somewhere, that the mitzvah of mezuzah, that the mitzvah of mezuzah corresponds maybe to Yetzias Mitzrayim, in that we were commanded to put blood on our doorposts when God passed over our homes. Doesn't say it, but maybe that's why the Ramban means that the mezuzah also commemorates that miracle. Uvechulan raya leemuna, and with the performance of all the mitzvot, there is a proof to our faith. And that is why we we have the custom to mention in every mitzvah this the exodus from Egypt. Just as we say in Kiddush, this is to commemorate the exodus from Egypt. What do you mean? It's to commemorate that God created the world. What's the commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Ramban says, because all the mitzvos have an allusion to the miracles. All the mitzvos allude to the fact that God is watching over us, God told us to do this, and God will pay us back. And they also allude to the fact that God took us out of Mitzrayim. Now he's going to quote from the Rambam. And the Rambam explains in the Guide to the Perplexed, there's a difference between the first set time that the Torah describes what's written in the Ten Commandments and the second time. The first time in the Ten Commandments in Parshas Yisro, the Torah says, keep Shabbos, and remember that God created the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh. In Vayeschanan, 40 years later, when Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting the Ten Commandments, so it says, keep Shabbos, so that you will remember that you were a servant in Mitzrayim and God took you out, and that's why God commanded you to perform the Shabbos. So two different reasons are given. Which one was written on the tablets? We don't know. So the Rambam says like this. Behold, in the second set of Dibros, the second time the Torah describes the Dibros, it says, V'zachatan, you will remember, ki eved ha'ita be'etz Mitzrayim, that you were a servant in Mitzrayim, v'yitziyacha Hashem Elokecha, and God took you out of Egypt. That's why God commanded you to perform the day of Shabbos. And the simple understanding of the verse, he explained, is saying the following. Being that God redeemed you from Egypt, so you're obligated to perform his mitzvos. So the simple understanding is, all mitzvos point back to Egypt. Why do I perform all mitzvos? Because I owe God. If not for the fact that God took me out of Egypt, I'd have to listen to someone else. I'd have a master telling me, do this, do that. Now God took me out from under that master. What does he tell me? He tells me, when you build a house, when you live in a house, you purchase a house, you rent a house, make sure you have a mezuzah on your doorpost. Okay, that's pretty easy. God took me from being a slave my whole life. So if he tells me a mitzvah here, a mitzvah there, fine. Of course I have to listen. So the simple understanding, says the Ramban, is that all mitzvahs connect to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's when we became obligated to perform mitzvahs. Aval, but, says the Rambam, milat al ken tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, when the word says, therefore God commanded you to perform the Shabbos, that doesn't seem to mean, well, it goes back to the general concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it seems to be a more direct connection. That doesn't seem to indicate, like the Rambam says, that it's a general connection. I took you out of Egypt, so perform all my mitzvahs, and one of them is Shabbos, but rather, it seems to be more direct. That you perform Shabbos, and you're obligated in performance of Shabbos to remember the great miracle God did for you. And the great watching God had over us. And all the good that God watched over us to give us. That's why God says, keep Shabbos, kikevan shata eda lachidush, because being that you are testifying to the fact that God created the world, he rested on the seventh day, asam imenu zikaron tamid, we're attesting to the fact that God rested on the seventh day, and God said, perform Shabbos, which is a continual commemoration of this, liotcha nizkal tamid, so you'll always remember it, vasere ayalo dia lakol kihu borei olam. And in performance of Shabbos, God is telling us, you will make a proof to the world that God created the world. Hamashgiach al b'riotav, and that God watches over his creatures, litovah, for good, lo seir tzonot, to those who do his will. Vira'an, God does bad, lo v'el ritzonot, to those who transgress his will. Ki kol ze nitbarer lecha b'yetziat Mitzrayim. For all of this became clarified in the exit from Egypt. When did we realize that God is watching over the world? When we left Egypt. God created the world. Very nice. Now what? What happens when people sin? Suddenly there's a flood. Okay, but did God watch over this one or that one? Yeah, Noah made it out of the flood. Did God show directly? So God showed it to Noah. But then God showed it to the world and showed it to the Jewish people when he took us all out of Mitzrayim. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is the point at which it was clarified to us. God watches over us. God created the world. God runs the world. God knows what's going on in the world. And God has an interest in what will happen to the righteous and to the wicked in this world. So when we perform Shabbos, we're referring to all of these concepts. We're saying, I'm performing Shabbos, and in performance of Shabbos, so what am I doing? I'm commemorating that I left Egypt, and through leaving Egypt, I recognize that God created the world, like the Khuzri says possibly, that our connection begins with Egypt, and from Egypt we jump to creation, right? You guys know the Khuzri.
No.
So the Khuzri says our connection to God begins with the exit from Egypt. When God took us out of Egypt, that's when we recognize God's running the world. From there, we recognize also that God created the world. But it begins with our connection, with our personal connection to God. It doesn't begin with creation, because I wasn't there. I didn't see that. It's a little difficult to say that the Ramban is going with that, because the Ramban seemed to take a different path in the beginning of the Drasha. But he doesn't explain exactly what he means here. At least, I don't understand exactly what he means, how all of this is in Shabbos. B'zeh ma shekatuv b'dibrot, and that's what the Ten Commandments say. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, God says, I am Hashem your God, Asher Otziticha Me'etz Yitzrayim, that took you out of Egypt. V'kvar sha'al ze Rabbi Yehuda Halevi b'sefer Kuzari, and Rabbi Yehuda Halevi already asked in the Kuzari, Shehu haya amchaber, the Kuzari isn't just a story. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, he composed what the questions were and what the answers were. So he's writing a storyline, but he's controlling the storyline. This isn't just a history book. It's not a history book. O haita she'ela min hachaber hamyehed melech hakuzar, sheshmo Yitzchak hasangari, Or else the question was really posed from the Jew to the king, and the name of the Chaver, the Ramban says it's a true story that happened. Who was the Chaver? It was Yitzchak HaSangari. Lama amar she'otziticha me'etz Yitzrayim ve'lo amar she'brati shamayim ve'arts echol tzva'am, kmo she'amar ani Hashem osechol note shamayim levadi roka ha'aretz me'iti, k'haya ze ra'uy yoter. So the Ramban seems to be going with the Kuzari. We said it doesn't work so well. That the Kuzari asked, why does God introduce himself? I am the God that took you out of Egypt. It would seem to make more sense to say, I am the God that created the world. God was saying, this is where you connected to me. This is where we met. Now we'll talk about our history. When you speak about your wife, Bezrat Hashem, you'll talk about where you met. Where did you go on your first date? Where did you get married? Afterwards, you could tell your kids, oh, and she was born here and she grew up there. I wasn't there. That wasn't part of my life. I don't know her. I didn't know her when she was a kid. But after we met, so then I learned more about her. She started telling me the stories of her childhood. So now I know everything about her past. Same thing between us and God. We got engaged. God took us out of Egypt. God connected with us. Now God's saying, hey, yeah, and I created the world. But if you'll ask me, how do I know God? I know God from where our first date, when God took us out of Egypt. That's where our connection begins. From there, we'll go back to creation. So too, Hashem says, in Shabbos, you're commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the direct connection to all mitzvot and specifically to Shabbos, because Shabbos points back to creation. And I don't get to this concept of creation without first going through the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You guys with me? I'm assuming you know these concepts already, so I'm not going into too much detail. We went through this many times, yeah? But I see puzzled looks. Okay, in a nutshell, what the Kuzri says is, someone came and told you a lot of great things about a king. You wouldn't know if that king exists. You wouldn't know if the stories are true. But if they showed you, they proved to you that the king had all the good things, so you'd know the proof. So you know what you see. Now, after you see that, they tell you other things, so you could know the other things as well based on what you first encounter. By the same token, that God created the world, we weren't there. We didn't see it. But that God took us out of Mitzrayim, we were there. We did see that. So our connection to God begins with Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't begin with the philosopher's claims or the other religion's claims. I believe in the God who created the world. We begin with the understanding God took us out of Egypt. He showed us He runs the world. God took us to Sinai. God revealed Himself to us at Sinai. That's where our connection to God begins. Now, God also tells us, hey, I created the world. Okay, fine. Now I know God created the world. But it begins there. That's how the Kuzari builds it. We said that the Ramban seems to be going with that approach on the one hand. It's a little difficult, for me at least, to know what the Ramban means, because the Ramban earlier said that everyone knew God created the world. Earlier the Ramban explained how chronologically there were very few generations between creation and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, that wasn't his earth-shattering news. When Moshe Rabbeinu came onto the scene and he said, hey, there's a God, monotheism, he created the world, that wasn't his chidush. They knew God created the world, their idol worship was shituf. They said, yeah, God created the world, but it's okay if we also serve some of his servants. That was how the Ramban developed it earlier in the speech. Now he seems to be going with the Kuzari, which seems to say that the major connection to God was not tradition, not our knowledge, but just Yetziat Mitzrayim. So I'm not sure how to rectify those two. So what do we see today? The Ramban stressed that performance of mitzvot involves kavanah, and the kavanah in performance of mitzvot is recognizing that God commanded us to do the mitzvot, and all the other aspects of the mitzvah that the mitzvah will allude to, basics of our emunah. Basics can include that God took us out of Egypt, that God watches over us, that God told us to do this and God will pay us back for doing it. And the Ramban took the example of Shabbos, that Shabbos really is a reference, it says, to creation and a reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. How is it a reference to that? Because through Yetzias Mitzrayim we know creation. So the performance of mitzvot goes hand in hand with our thought, our recognition of what these mitzvot allude to. That was the main point the Ramban made in this section.